This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when there is at least some talk about a middle ground. A middle ground in what sense? Between Republicans and Democrats? No, between totally locking down everything and closing up every restaurant and every store and every place of business all across this great and wonderful nation, and simply letting things go and ignoring all lockdown policies. What is the right middle ground? Well, it's fascinating. It may be the most effective means we have of actually controlling the pandemic as we wait for the vaccines to kick in. We will get to that notion of splitting the difference and actually making a difference in a positive way. I also want to talk about an area where there really is increasingly little ground for compromise. And that has to do with this issue of allowing, quote, activists to encourage literally scores of homeless people who need help, who are in a terrible state of life, to encourage people like that to occupy parks and making them unusable and uninhabitable for normal and law-abiding citizens. How is that working out in Cal Anderson Park in Seattle? We will get to that story as well on the Medved Show. First, let me deal with a couple of emails that came in. And by the way, if you want to call directly, you can. It's 1-800-955-1776. This came in from Bill in Bremerton, Washington. Bill says, I heard you talking about the war on Christmas. That would have been just in the show today. I know you wrote a book called God's Hand on America. So I assume you also believe in some spirit in the air. Actually, I believe in God. If this is correct, it's sad, says Bill. You're too smart to think there's a ghost or invisible guy trying to control events, because this figure is either lazy, apathetic, or clueless in what makes humans happy. For example, COVID. What does he gain in causing it? Did he create COVID like he did with the so-called flood and wanting to thin the herd a bit? Please be better. That's from Bill in Bremerton. By being better, I don't think he has my health in mind. By the way, I feel great, and I'm very lucky to be doing what I do and to be surviving the pandemic. But let me address this, because I think it's a fairly common question. The idea that there is a figure in the sky who is controlling things and controlling everything and micromanaging every little bit of our lives is very different from a traditional idea of a higher power. In fact, George Washington, who was a very smart guy and an entirely admirable human being, George Washington was reluctant to use the term God or even Lord. He spoke about that being, or he spoke about a higher power, or he spoke about the invisible hand, was a phrase that he used. And Lincoln also was somebody, and this has been true of all of our greatest leaders, who understood that the purpose of leadership was to try to watch for what history, if you want to use that term, or destiny, or the direction of human events was telling us. Because it has been a profound belief going back to ancient Greek philosophers who were not believers in a traditional Judeo-Christian God, and to basically all of the thought leaders of Judeo-Christian civilization, that there is a higher power that directs human affairs. And to deny that is to basically suggest that everything is random and without purpose. And aside from the fact that you can't decide this argument because you can't prove somehow, it's not like the Wizard of Oz where you pull behind the curtain, oh, there's the little guy controlling everything. No, we're not going to do that. But it does seem to me that it makes for better leadership, it makes for better lives to assume that there is a purpose even in what we go through. This is something I talk about with my wife a lot. And one of the things about the COVID pandemic that I think has impacted many, many people is you're talking more and more substantively, more frequently to your partner. And that has certainly been true for me. I mean, she asks a question all the time. She brings it up. What is God trying to tell us with something as big as this pandemic? And I do think it's a big deal, and I think that's a reasonable question. And the one thing that you can take up is the idea that we should be able to come together better as a country. The levels of polarization that had come to exist in the United States by the middle of 2020 were appalling and very damaging and very sad. And I do think that there are lots of people out there who are finding that in a time of pandemic, it's necessary to pull together. Now, this is ironic because you have less ability to gather together in big gatherings. And maybe that's a message that what really counts is building what Edmund Burke called the little platoons of society. Those families, those partnerships, those businesses that really keep us alive. And I do not believe that after the pandemic, when we are returning to what we would consider normal life, for instance, I will never treat the weekly joy that I have of attending religious services at my synagogue, I will never take that for granted again. And I guess I kind of did, like many people did. The pleasure of being able to go into work, to go to the office where I work, where there are tons of people from our sister station as well, that I enjoy seeing. That is something that will be valued more. And one of the great life lessons is that sometimes when you're sick, when you're suffering, you return to life with a renewed zest and a renewed energy. That was true for me when I was struggling with cancer in 2015. Wasn't that long ago. And though it feels like it, but there is the sense that Dr. Johnson said, Samuel Johnson, the gallows doth wonderfully concentrate the mind. Oh, here's breaking news. The FDA panel has just now officially endorsed that new Moderna vaccine. So we'll be having even more vaccines to deal with some of the pandemic. In other words, I do believe this, Bill and Bremerton, that it's tough to know what the higher purpose is in history, but it's important to know it. Bismarck, the Iron Chancellor of Germany, one of the great statesmen, truly, of the 19th century, said, it is the job of any statesman to listen for God's footsteps in history. And then when you hear them, you grab his coattails and hang on. And trying to understand what is going on a broader basis, it seems to me, is very important. It's also important to understand what is really going on with finding a middle ground on dealing with the pandemic. And we'll talk a little bit about why it's tough to find a middle ground on the idea that parks belong to the people, not just homeless people. That and more coming up on The MedVed Show.
Receive 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store by becoming a MedHead member. Join now at michaelmedvid.com.
On the MedVed Show, we like to call attention to numbers, statistics that are optimistic about our country. Well, here's one that's not so optimistic, but it's very, very real. There are now 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion. Now, Relief Factor can help, particularly with the exercise-related pain or the general muscle aches and pains that many of us experience. I use Relief Factor myself, and I'm proud to do so because this is a great natural product with no medicines or drugs, no addictive qualities at all. Click on the banner at our website at michaelmedved.com for Relief Factor. Order that quick start. Get thanked by listeners for this all the time. I hope you become one of those thankful listeners too. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll free. 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Michael Medved Show. There is a piece that came out in the New York Times today by a New York Times graphics editor for Opinion who I'd never heard of before. but it's a substantive piece that uses a lot of information to, I think, make a powerful point that Americans are very eager to hear. The headline says a 20% shutdown could be enough. And what do they mean by a 20% shutdown? They mean that you shut down every business, every one in five businesses? No. Here's the interesting proposition that Yarina Cerquez makes. While many restaurants, bars, and gyms shut down during the pandemic, others have continued operating with limited capacity. New research shows this sacrifice could be highly effective at curbing transmissions, and density caps may offer one way to keep the economy humming along. Data from early in the pandemic, writes the Times, reveals there's a sweet spot where infections can be reduced while keeping businesses steady. That magic number, around 20%. In other words, if indoor capacity in public spaces like restaurants, gyms, hotels, and grocery stores was reduced to just 20%, we could prevent 87% of new infections. These businesses would lose just 42% of their visits on average, according to research from scientists at Stanford and Northwestern universities. The findings bolster capacity limits as an effective coronavirus strategy, keeping businesses alive while limiting infections. Researchers found they are so effective because they reduce the risks during peak hours, encouraging patrons to stay home or visit at less crowded ones, according to Serena Chang, who's a PhD student at Stanford and a co-author of the study. Now, all of this is very important because I do remember early in the pandemic, they would sometimes get you to wait in line, socially distanced, of course, at Costco before going in because they wanted to reduce capacity. And I know a lot of people, in fact, I'm one of a lot of people, who tries to make necessary visits to markets or to stores or to get gas at times when things are going to be less crowded. And the idea of having occupation and use limits, first of all, how would it be enforced? It wouldn't. Because most of the rules are not regularly or heavily or directly enforced. And what you have to rely on is the good sense and the goodwill of people running businesses and of people going and using those businesses. But it seems to me that the idea of complete and total shutdowns is simply not a viable idea in terms of its impact on the public and its impact on the individuals who are running those businesses. That this idea of a reducing the percentage of capacity that is used, there are a lot of business people who would greatly prefer that to the total elimination of some kind of economic activity, which is far more damaging. And that's the conclusion that they come to here. No matter how strict, however, occupancy limits won't prevent all transmissions. And they could work for some cities more than others. In places with a greater underlying immunity and a higher share of people wearing masks and social distancing, density caps are more likely to succeed. But they won't be as effective if the area's infections are rapidly worsening or other mechanisms like private gatherings are driving the spread. That, it seems to me, is worth noting. And New York State, by the way, the whole eastern seaboard, up north of Washington, D.C., and including some of Washington, D.C. and Washington area, had some big snowstorms last night. But you can rest assured that the unspeakably awful mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, has just announced that despite the snowstorms, outdoor dining will remain open in Manhattan. Here is what the mayor had to say. Listen, clip 13.
What we can say with assurance is that in Manhattan right now, Manhattan did pretty well in the storm. In Manhattan, we're going to have outdoor dining up and running tonight. And obviously, that's where a lot of the restaurants and jobs are. So we can tell you right now, through the great efforts of the sanitation department, we'll have outdoor dining up and running in Manhattan tonight. For the other four boroughs, we're going to have an update by about 1 o'clock today. And it could be different by borough. Obviously, different boroughs had different amount of snowfall, different conditions, different realities. We're going to speak to that later on today.
Okay, there are pictures of people very heavily bundled up, but when there's snow on the ground, is it really a perfect time for outdoor dining? Well, there was a perfect time for a indoor drinking in the floor of the House of Representatives. The outgoing Democratic Congressman, Joe Cunningham, from South Carolina. He lost his bid for re-election. He's one of a dozen Democrats who ran for re-election. They lost. They got skunked. By Republicans really didn't lose any seats. There are seats that they gave up because they had people retiring. In any event, he said this in his farewell speech on the floor of the House. This is clip 17.
We have to sit down and listen to each other and listen, and maybe even have a beer. The spirit of the bipartisanship and cooperation, I raise this glass to my colleagues, both Democrats and Republicans. I yield back.
Uh-huh. I don't know what the House rules are about imbibing on the floor, but I can imagine that that would be perhaps precedent-breaking. There's also a strong suggestion by Karl Rove, who knows a great deal about presidential politics, that Joe Biden has to adopt a new tone if he's going to succeed at all. And I think Karl Rove is right about that. What kind of new tone? We will get to that and more, including the very latest, though not the greatest, from Cal Anderson Park in the city of Seattle. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Receive 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store by becoming a MedHead member. Join now at michaelmedvid.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two House committees are launching an investigation into the widespread cyber attacks on U.S. government systems. The attacks are thought to have been launched from Russia. A statement from House Homeland Security and Oversight Committees warned about potentially devastating consequences for U.S. national security. The Department of State, Homeland Security, and Treasury Secretary have all been targeted. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell indicated that Congress would, in all likelihood, miss a deadline, saying on the Senate floor that a rare weekend session was was highly likely. The Kentucky Republican says a deal is close, but both sides have to keep their eye on the ball.
But I will say this, Mr. President. In my judgment, we're very close to a point that arises in every major negotiation. It's the point where each side faces a fork in the road. Do we want to lapse into politics as usual and let negotiations lose steam?
USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Michael Medved Show, I mentioned a fine column by Carl Rove today in the Wall Street Journal. It's a column that I hope is brought to the attention of the president-elect. He writes that as Monday's Electoral College meetings in state capitals across the country conclusively settled the race for the White House, Joe Biden will be sworn in as president on January 20th. The outcome has been apparent for weeks as one Trump campaign lawsuit after another flamed out. Now even prominent Republicans like Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell are acknowledging Mr. Biden will be America's 46th president. During this process, Mr. Biden has struck mostly grace notes, writes Karl Rove. Despite provocations, he's resisted inflammatory rhetoric, and he's endeavored to turn down the temperature of our politics. Until Monday night, writes Karl Rove. The president-elect's tone that night was a mistake. And he talks about Karl Rove criticizing President Trump's tone. And Karl Rove talking about all of the bitterness involving the election result and the fact that the election result really now has been looked at and looked at and looked at. And he won by 7 million votes. Karl Rove writes, these points have some validity. The efforts of the Trump legal team were often indefensible. Team Trump's rhetoric was frequently over the top and backed with scant evidence. But this wasn't the time to make that point, writes the former counselor to President Bush. The inevitable result is that the attacks drew the headlines, not Mr. Biden's declaration that we can work together for the good of the nation, which he also said on Monday night. Not his call for the country to unite, to heal, and not his promise to be a president for all Americans. Monday night was a moment the president-elect could have focused on binding up the nation's political wounds. Importantly, he could have signaled to the 74 million Americans who voted for Mr. Trump, many of whom are hurt, indignant, and looking for scapegoats, that the nation could move forward together. Instead, Mr. Biden surrendered to his feelings of anger, righteous perhaps, but anger nonetheless. That served to alienate and antagonize nearly half the country and heightened the tribal instincts that are poisoning American politics. Look, I think he's right. And it goes to something I've said on the air before, and it's one of those things that I really do believe I've learned through Bible study, because that's frankly where I initially got this. And it's a gem, which is, what is the opposite of happiness? The opposite of happiness is not unhappiness. Unhappiness just doesn't describe anything. It just means the absence of happiness. So, yeah, you can say the absence of happiness. But no, the opposite of happiness is anger. The opposite of happiness is being disturbed, grumpy, indignant. And it's not a good look for a president. Even presidents who battled depression, and Abraham Lincoln certainly did, attempted to emphasize the positive. And that is something that I believe that Joe Biden is going to need to do. Here's something that I think is very much worth considering. We got a just moments ago an email from Shoreline and from Tom, and he said, I'd like to listen again to Michael Medved's interview with the election expert that aired yesterday during the second hour of his program. The election expert that he's talking about was a professor at George Mason University in Virginia who wrote an outstanding piece for The Hill. And his name was Jeremy Mayer. I never met him before, but he's conservative. And it was a fascinating piece saying that there is one last play that may be available for Joe Biden. By the way, anyone can hear any of the show at 24/7. Just download it. If you're a MedHead member, if you join at the cost of 11 cents a day, and that's honestly all it is because it's still on sale, it's $40 a year. You become a MedHead member, you can download that second hour and hear it in its entirety anytime you want. But the basic point, Tom, that Professor Mayer was making was that the one play that is still open to Republicans is they almost surely are going to challenge some of the electoral slates. Now, these challenges will go nowhere because there is not going to be a majority, even a majority of Republicans, who actually want to say, no, the election officials in Georgia have counted and they've recounted and they've certified and they've recertified, and you know, President Trump lost. He lost by a narrow margin, but he lost in Georgia. But what they will do is that when they count the electoral votes on January 6th coming up, and they officially go to a joint session of Congress presided over by Mike Pence, all they need is one member of the House, they already have about seven who have committed to this, and one U.S. Senator. They don't have anybody yet, but they'll get somebody, probably Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, somebody like that, who will go along with a challenge, and then they break up into the Senate and the House, and in the Senate, which is presided over by Mike Pence, they can go through challenging each of the electors one by one. Now, why is that an advantage? Because they get 2 hours for each one. In other words, if you play a game of delay, and you keep challenging and debating and going over. Now, of course, people would be getting really ticked because it's such a waste of time and it's so stupid. But if they did that and they kept the election unsettled in, say, until January 18th, then on that day, it's possible the vice president presiding over the Senate could say, okay, I'm going to declare this what's called a failed election. We don't have a winner in the Electoral College. And at that point, the Senate gets to elect a new vice president. And assuming it's still a Republican Senate, and I think it will be, because I think those seats in Georgia will go okay, they could elect Mike Pence vice president of the United States. Even if it's not a Republican Senate, Pence can vote for himself. So he can be elected vice president. And then what happens with electing a president? It then goes to the House. And this is what he was talking about. It has very, very little chance of succeeding, because long before that happened, it seems to me that there are Republicans who would step forward as patriots and say, look, this is not right. This is stealing an election, especially in a situation where it's fairly clear that the one candidate had a great deal more votes than the other. But that is what Professor Mayer was talking about, and it could be the ultimate nightmare. I don't believe that's going to happen. I don't think Professor Mayer believes it's going to happen, because already temperatures are calming down. The idea that over the weekend there were people who were so upset by the Electoral College voting coming up on Monday that on Saturday night they ripped down banners that said Black Lives Matter and they burned them publicly. I don't feel that in the country right now. I think people have moved on to more, like combating the coronavirus pandemic while we are waiting for the vaccines to keep in with their power of deliverance. Speaking of power of deliverance, I do want to get to the homeless crisis in Seattle, which is appalling. The Seattle Times reports, as protesters move to occupy a vacant house near Cal Anderson Park late yesterday afternoon, a federal judge heard the case of a homeless woman who lives in the park, claiming that the city of Seattle's plan to remove her encampment is unconstitutional. Where exactly does she believe that the Constitution gives her the right to live in a tent and to make fires and to create garbage and to make it uninhabitable in a public park? We will get to that and to more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and culture are in turmoil. Our Judeo-Christian founding is being attacked. We're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with a stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with slave owners. One organization that resists this dubious narrative and proudly holds true to this nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike? See our friend Paul Kangor's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. And don't miss the video of Professor Kangor's interview with Selena Zito, the woman who predicted the 2016 election. See what she has to say about 2020. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom, www.faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about the Cal Anderson Park situation, and this is a Seattle park that's been closed since June. It was part of the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest CHOP, or Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone CHAZ, and that's when literally scores of people moved in. And nobody knows exactly how many tents were there. One of them exploded yesterday. And you may remember I mentioned that this burning tent, I said it looks like something's blowing up in there. Well, it had been used to store fireworks. And the fireworks, somebody lit them on fire. It was deliberate. And, yes, it delayed the police. They say, as in the Seattle Times, they point that at 6:30 p.m. last night, which is full dark, the protesters and court case had brought the city's encampment removal plans to a temporary impasse. The city claims that health and safety hazards have grown too significant to ignore it, Cal Anderson. Park neighbors and nearby business owners have complained about the park for months. Seattle Parks Department's employees posted notices Monday ordering people in the Capitol Hill Park to remove their personal property by 7:30 a.m. Wednesday. But by 7:15 a.m. that day, more than 100 black-clad protesters had shown up and were patrolling a perimeter around a cluster of tents. They stood in front of a new barricade made of dumpsters, plywood, barbed wire, and other salvage materials. Inside the park, more than 20 tents remained, though many campers had left. Well, that's good news, at least. As recently as Tuesday, about double that number were in the park, and people living there took up most of the green space and sidewalk, as they have for months. It is appalling. Police briefly showed up on the north and south sides of the park, but stayed in their cars and left quickly. Shortly after 11 a.m., Parks Department spokesman Rachel Shulkin said city departments were currently assessing the site and have created a plan for multi-day intensive maintenance and cleaning. Now, what does that mean? That means total surrender. They're just going to do this day by day for maintenance and cleaning? What there needs to be is liberation. Free Cal Anderson. Shulkin said city contracted outreach workers had made 17 hotel or shelter referrals ahead of the planned removal, and it helped 9 people relocate. Okay, if they had made 17 hotel or shelter referrals, and in other words, given people places they can stay, what about those other 8 people who are still there? Meanwhile, a woman who has been living in the park since the summer filed a civil rights complaint in U.S. District Court in Seattle to stop the removal. Her name is Ada Yeager. She asked the court for an emergency temporary restraining order to halt the city's planned action, calling the removal, quote, a coordinated destruction and taking of personal property of unhoused citizens. Process or consider civil rights. Yeager said she was living at the protest encampment at Cal Anderson Park since June. Park became a focal point for Black Lives Matter protesters who had targeted the Seattle Police Department's nearby East Precinct, which was closed and abandoned. See, part of what happens is you get more of this behavior, you get more of this craziness, the more you surrender to it. And this is one of the reasons that I think a lot of the efforts to bring food to homeless people and to bring stuff to them and to make it easier, you're not doing people any favors. You're not. Long-term, living on the street, living in a park is not an answer to your problems. Doesn't help. And making it easier for people to continue in self-destructive behavior also damages the surroundings and damages everybody nearby is unthinkable. There's also this. There's a report on BC News that with 3 more federal inmates who are scheduled to be executed next month in January, days before President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration, more than 40 members of Congress and some members-elect are asking Joe Biden to sign an executive order to end the federal death penalty on his first day in office. Quote, with a stroke of your pen, you can stop all federal executions, prohibit United States attorneys from seeking the death penalty, dismantle death row at FCC Terre Haute, and call for the resentencing of people currently sentenced to death. Dozens of Democratic lawmakers, led by a member of the squad, Representative Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, wrote in the letter earlier this week to Biden, I don't think he's going to respond formally, nor should he. The idea of eliminating with a stroke of a pen the federal death penalty at a time like this, when crime and violent crime and hideous violent crimes are good, so dramatically. Also, it's worth considering some of the crimes which people have been executed. The individual was executed just a few days ago, and there was a deal of attention to it. Was someone who had been involved in the kidnapping of a husband and wife who were then locked in a trunk of a car, and they were pleading for their lives. They were trying to emphasize the fact that they forgave their attackers. They were Christians. They were devout Christians. And then they were shot, but at least the wife was still alive when the individual was executed, lit them on fire. Now, a crime like that, when you are tormenting people as you're preparing to murder them, it is a horrible crime. And to get the President of the United States involved in protecting that sort of criminal, not a good idea. Not a good way to begin an administration, certainly not on that note. There's a new film that is deeply depressing, extremely well acted, It features a young actress who's very hot right now, but should you feel warmed up enough to go out and see Black Bear? That's the question. Here is the answer.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Aubrey Plaza of Parks and Recreation stars as an artistic filmmaker who joins a bickering couple at a mountain lakeside retreat for the compelling and confusing Black Bear. Now available on video on demand.
You're really hard to read.
Yeah, you know what? I get that all the time.
Do you find it weird acting in your own films?
I actually find it kind of humiliating.
And there's nothing humiliating about this superbly well-acted film, which is actually two movies at once, with the same actors playing the same characters in utterly different situations and relationships with one another. It's rated a hard R. The first film has graphic sex and disturbing violence, and the second picture an abundance of drug and alcohol abuse. It's all intriguing, occasionally impressive, but profoundly unsatisfying, and you only get very brief glimpses of the black bear of the title. Two stars for Black Bear, which will produce more discussion than enjoyment. And on the Michael Medved Show tomorrow, we have a bundle of new movies, including at least one that is a sure thing Oscar contender. Why is it a sure thing Oscar contender? It's a very lavish and expert film version of a play by the great and black playwright August Wilson, and it's about a historic figure in the history of entertainment in America, Ma Rainey. And the entire film, which is called Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, based on August Wilson's play, takes place in one day. Music, by the way, by the great Branford Marsalis. And the film itself stars the late Chadwick Boseman, the Black Panther star, in his last performance. He will be nominated for Best Actor. And Viola Davis playing Ma Rainey. It takes place during one day when they are in a recording session in Chicago. Plus, there's a big splashy new movie musical called The Prom with Meryl Streep and Nicole Kidman and James Corden and Keegan-Michael Key and more. That we'll be reviewing, plus much more, plus changing the name of Abraham Lincoln High School. Why? You'll be shocked. In this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.